Hello and welcome to episode 19 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at the Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Stuart Jacobson with his story, The Prostate Exam and the Child.
We get to the waiting room there. And, you know, I say to her, my wife, you know, why don't you take him up with you, you know, to the, you know, because she's going to get, speculated, and I'm going to get fingered, you know, and I figured, let him go with her. And she takes a look at me and she says to me, fuck you, he's not going with me.
Stuart is a Moth Slam winner who has told stories at curated shows all over Los Angeles and New York, and he derives his income by acting as a professional trust administrator, but would much rather make his money telling stories, and he should. And now, without further ado, here's Stuart with his story, The Prostate Exam and the Child.
My wife and I are very lucky that we became grandparents at a relatively young age. And I thought that my grandparent gift to my grandson would be never to sugarcoat the world, just to let him know what's going on, because he's going to find out anyway, and he's going to think I betrayed him and lied to him. Now, about five years ago, there was a school strike, and my son and his wife, they work, and my wife and I had to watch our grandson, Lee, who at that point was in the annoying stage of his life. And he just would never accept any answer, any question. He's always another question, another question, another question. He'd drive you nuts, and the only way to get him to shut up was to use this parenting technique called bribery. And so you get him a sweet, get him ice cream, you stick an electronic device in front of his face, or you play the same song for him over and over and over again. And let me tell you, I hated 99 Luft Balloons in the 80s, and I still hate that fucking song. Okay, so now one tradition that my wife and I have is every year we go for our intimate doctor's appointments at the same day, same time, and it's at UCLA Teaching Hospital, and her gynecologist and my urologist, they're in the same waiting room. And unfortunately, when we're having to watch out the grandson this day, so we have to bring him with us to UCLA, and we get to the waiting room there, and, you know, I say to her, my wife, you know, why don't you take him up with you, you know, to the, because she's going to get, speculated, and I'm going to get fingered, you know, and I figured, let him go with her. And she takes a look at me and she says to me, fuck you, he's not going with me. And she's there, she's right here to say that that's what she said to me. So I take him up with me, and this is, a curious kid who won't, too curious, you know? And the first thing you have to do is, if you're an old man like me at urology's appointment, is you have to do a urine flow analysis. And what that means is you pee into a tube that's connected to a computer. And so I got to go there. He's there with me. He's watching me pee into the tube. And he wants to know why I'm not peeing into a real potty. I say this is an old man potty, you know? He says, can I pee into the tube with you? And I said, you know what? That would give a false positive, you know, of my results. So I said, no, you can't do it. Let me do it. You can go pee in the toilet afterwards. Okay, so we do that. Then immediately after that, they put you in an exam room. They throw you down on the table, and they do an ultrasound of your bladder to see how well you voided yourself. Once again, he's there watching this. You know, he sees them. If you ever had an ultrasound, you know, they put this jelly on you, then they take a wand on, and he's totally fascinated by this. And he wants to touch the jelly, he wants to touch the wand, and he wants to talk to the technician about this. And this technician is not used to dealing with kids, you know? So finally I say to the technician, you know what, just let him touch it, you know? Let him do it, you know? And, you know, just it's easier just to do it this way. Okay? So we do that, and he does that, and then we have to wait in the exam room. Now, if you've ever been in a urologist exam room, it's got a lot of models of the male urogenital system. And in addition to that, it's got a lot of drawings. And they look like cartoons. And they look like kids' toys. He sees these things. He's fascinated. And he wants to know what TV show these are from, what cartoon these are from. And I'm trying to explain to him that, you know, the adult cartoons, which is it's sort of not the best analysis, but, you know, just trying to keep this fucking kid quiet, you know? So then afterwards, the urologist comes in, and this is a teaching hospital. And what it is, he brings in with him a resident, a urology resident, and a medical student. And he sees my grandson there, and first thing he says is, you know, we don't do pediatric urology, you know, which is something you don't want to have to happen to you, you know. But he says, listen, I have I'm a professor. I have to, you know, show these kids. Is it all right if I could, you know, have them do the exam on you along, you know, with me? So I say, sure, you know, why not? My wife's a retired doctor. I'm all in support of education of doctors and medicine. So what happens is that this kid is also, he's still trying to ask the doctor questions, and doctor's trying to shush him and everything because he's a busy guy and he's got to go to see other people. And the time comes for them to do the rectal exam. And, you know, in unison, the three of them, they take the nitrile blue gloves on, you know, they put the KY jelly, and one by one, they stick their fingers up my ass. And finally, this kid is stunned. he's out of questions, basically. You know, and, you know, it worked. Finally, something worked today. And the doctor said to me, Stuart, you have a, he says to the other two, he says, this man has a small prostate, which, you know, is actually very good to have a small prostate, you know. So, you know, we finish the exam, we go, I meet my wife in the waiting room, and she sees that my grandson is totally quiet, you know. She says, what happened, you know? So I tell her. And anyway, I have three takeaways from this story. The first takeaway is that I have a colonoscopy coming up in a couple of months. And I don't know whether or not I'm going to bring him or not, okay? The second takeaway is that they say that it takes a village to raise a child. Now, it would help in the village as a good teaching hospital. And the third takeaway, and this is serious now, is that, you know, the sense of wonder is so important for a kid, and that really gets the kid quiet, you know? And you give him a head fake or distract him with some candy or a toy or a song, but to really, you know, you really got to encourage a kid, not by bribery, but by just education and wonder and the joy of new things in life. Thank you.
That's it. That's our episode. Stuart makes me realize how lucky I am because I'm 41 years old. I recently had my annual doctor checkup, and I told him, you know, I'm 41, prostate cancer runs in my family, and I thought, you know, the finger was coming, and he was like, nope, don't worry about it, we're good. I was like, thank you. Stuart got fingered by three doctors, or four, I think it was three and the actual doctor, in front of his grandson, all at the same time, and just, I'm so lucky that my wife is the only one that owns my... Anyway... You can always watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel, It's Funny Now Storytelling, and you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com, and you can find a new episode every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms. On the next episode, we have David Feinberg with his story, The Talk.
Sex is when a man sticks his erect penis in a woman's vagina, and when he ejaculates, sperm or semen leaves his penis, goes into a woman's vagina, and fertilizes the egg. So there's just long, awkward pause. And after a few seconds, my daughter goes, who's Jack? I'm like, no. It's like, no.
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time It's Funny Now. See you next time.